is absolutely an issue that all Hoosiers should be thinking about, irrespective of the current pandemic. But the pandemic has given us a push to be more thoughtful about it.
What if you're already sick? I mean, is it still something that you can go ahead and get and have everything covered?
Absolutely. So there are two kinds of planners. There are the pre-planners and there are the crisis planners. But a lot of folks believe that if I didn't do this kind of planning, you know, years ago, then I'm doomed. I'm lost. And that's not true. Even in a crisis situation, when I say crisis, I mean a medical event has already happened, or maybe we have a diagnosis of a long-term or chronic illness, that we have no options anymore. That's not true. And I think that's the hardest part, or the hardest message for my firm to get out there, that every single person, every single Hoosier has the opportunity or the ability to do a long-term care plan, regardless of where they are in their age, their medical journey, their health journey.
Is it very expensive?
It varies wildly. So if the rule of thumb, though, is the sooner you can plan, the sooner you sit down and begin to think about options and consequences and things like that, the more economical the planning can be. But that's just like anything, you know, you plan ahead, you get to save more money because you have more options. Now, when you are in a crisis situation and you're looking at how much that planning would cost, but you compare it to how much the cost of care is, it's fractional. It's almost nominal if you can do some good preservation planning.
You know, when you think about long-term care, sometimes it's one of those things that you just don't plan for. And then that is often left to family members and others, which can be very stressful for them as well.
Absolutely. And we've toyed around, or we've batted around this term, the sandwich generation. Well, I think there's always going to be a sandwich generation going forward, caring for kids and caring for parents. 80% of all care that is given to someone who needs long-term care is given by a family member. And so you think, if we didn't have that labor force of family caregiving, where would we be right now? And even with that 80% of caregiving, the long-term care costs are astronomical. So that goes back to what I said before, and that is the person that thinks about this earlier, they have more options, and they begin to take some of that burden off that generation of family that is lined up to help you.
Is there an age, though, that, you know, you should really start thinking about this, or is it really doesn't matter how old you are to start thinking ahead?
I think there are issues that need to be confronted regardless of how old you are, so because anything can happen. But realistically, in a long-term care situation, I laughed with my husband because I had the big 5-0 birthday last year, and it was like clockwork. I began to get my AARP things in the mail. I think if you're getting your AARP things in the mail, it's time to start thinking about a long-term care plan. But that's the perfect time to sit down and start asking yourself some of the critical questions. Like, if I did become sick, what kind of care would I want? And what kind of wishes would I want carried out? And it's not, you don't automatically have to skip to end-of-life decisions. No, there's a lot of consideration before you get to those really grave decisions.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Taylor, very much.